Welcome to What's Poppin'. This week, my guest is Caleb Rodewald. Caleb, thanks for being on the show.
Glad to be here.
Caleb.
Yes.
Where are the major places you have lived thus far in life, and what took you to those places?
Well, I'm a missionary kid. I've had the privilege of living in quite a few places because of where my parents took me. I was born in Liberia. Didn't stay there too long, but my parents were out there doing a Bible translation. Unfortunately, there was a civil war at the time of my birth, and we had to evacuate when I was 3 weeks old. And so I do say that that was a living experience, but we then moved to Botswana. And we lived in Francistown, Botswana for about 15 years of my life before my dad moved from Bible translation to being the regional director for Africa for LCMS World Missions, which meant we needed to be near a bigger airport. So we moved to South Africa at that time. I went to Pretoria Boys High School there, which is the same high school as Elon Musk. That's the claim to infamy or fame, however you look at it. It was a very good experience too there because I had just become like, that was teenager life. I was 15. All the way to when about I was 18 when I wasn't allowed to be on my parents' visa anymore, and I came to the States.
Oh, so that was the reason why you came to the States.
It was
the visa, really.
It was. I just graduated high school in South Africa. I had turned 18, and I was trying to figure out what was next. So I had to get back to the States.
No matter what.
That's the law. So I came back. I had gotten into an art school in South Africa. But being in the States, I decided to just maybe stay, figure this out. It was the land of my passport, see what was going on. So I ended up going to an art program in Missouri. And I ended up being in Missouri for about 11 years.
It's got to be unusual for you to come to the United States being a citizen, but also like, this is kind of the first time I've ever lived here and I have to get to know how this culture works.
Talk about culture shock.
It still
happens all the time. There's good stories, culture shocks both ways of what happened. One of my favorite stories was actually I grew up in a British culture. So we
That's
have
why
a
you
lot
say
of,
schedule.
I do say schedule all the time. You guys have stopped making fun of me for that, so
at least to your face.
Well, we have hot tea over. We don't call it hot tea, we call it tea. And I had some friends over one time at my apartment in Missouri. I was offering out a drink. You guys thirsty? And a friend said, oh, yeah, I'd like some tea. So I got the kettle out. I got it hot. I got my tea bag out, brew up the tea. I handed it to my friend. And I remember his face pretty clearly, like just this disappointment. And I couldn't figure it out. And he drank it. Like he's a good friend. And it was later at night, I was sitting there and just thinking about that. Because it was so
weird interaction.
And then I realized, wait, tea in the Midwest is cold.
Like a sweet tea.
That's what he wanted. But he just said tea. And to me, tea is hot anyway.
Give him some Earl Grey or something. He's
So, you know, but it's okay. It's those weird little interactions always come on. And that's why we in the missionary kid, we also say the third culture kid community are always talking about the land of our passport, because it's like we're not necessarily from the U.S. We are U.S. citizens and we consider ourselves Americans, but in a very weird way. So it's always like those questions, like land of our passport, or like where are you from? It's like, oh, that's complicated.
Because you kind of feel like an outsider in your home nation, even though, because it wasn't really your home.
100% correct. Exactly. You get it. It's this navigation that you have to do. And I think I'm only, every time I think I'm coming online and starting to understand it, something new happens. But again, that's just culture shock.
So how'd you get to Prince of Peace then? Because in Africa for most of your life, Missouri for another big chunk of your life, and now you're here. How'd you get here?
Well, the story's not too long, but I started working with Lutheran Bible Translators as a graphic designer, then eventual video editor, and then eventual just their creative lead. doing a bunch of branding, videos, all this kind of stuff with them. And through that, I got connected with Pete Prochnow. Shout out Pete Prochnow. And we worked on a Bible project together. He was doing music for that. It was Living Water Experience Scripture was the whole idea. So they did cinematic music while they sang the Bible to it. It was a really cool project. Okay. I did a video, several videos for it.
Okay.
And so through that, me and Pete just kept in contact over the years. And when Lutheran Bible Translators finished, I reached out to Pete saying, like, what's happening with you?
Yeah.
Anything? And he connected me to a guy called Chase Ryman.
Chase, yeah.
Shout out Chase Ryman, who's also just great worship leader out in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And he had connections here with Prince of Peace. Mm-hmm. And he got me connected. And next thing I know, I'm coming out for an interview, figuring it out, then deciding whether, hey, should I move out to California?
Right. Yeah.
When all my new friends, like going back to like coming to the land of my passport.
Yeah.
Now I had built all of the land of my passport in the Midwest, Missouri.
Yeah, for 11 years.
For 11 years. Yeah. So all my friends, my longtime friendships and stuff like that are there. So it was kind of a weird thing. But then I eventually felt like God was calling me out here and decided to say yes. And did two cross-country trips. And now I'm here. And it's really great.
Your official title is what?
It is a creative director, audio and visual ministries.
Yeah.
So it encompasses a lot of stuff, a lot of like getting into technical stuff with our audio systems, our video systems, but also kind of the look of how we're doing things.
Okay.
I had a mentor who said, a creative director is someone who helps you look at things creatively. And that's honestly everything that I do is like when I get into things, I try to figure out what they are and then try to present it in a creative way to others.
Okay.
Yeah.
This kind of goes along lines with this, and it could be anything in your past. What was your favorite working experience or job thus far, and why?
This one is hard because there's been a whole lot of fun stuff that I've done, like working with Pete Prochnow on Experience Scripture, and I've worked with Makani Jesus over in Ethiopia with some of their videos out there. Yeah. But I think my very favorite thing is working with Youth Gathering every 3 years.
Okay.
It's just... It's an experience where your spirit is broken down by how much you got to do.
Yeah.
You're running around, but you're with so many great people, all seeking to serve, all at such a high caliber.
Mm.
And I think the first time that I got to work with all those people, it's what confirmed me to be like, oh yeah, there are cool people who are wanting to do cool stuff in church.
Yeah.
And you know, because going to maybe smaller churches and stuff like that, sometimes you're not always sure what's out there.
Different demographic.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's what it did for me there. Yeah. It also does for all the students who go there. It's like, oh yeah, the church is bigger than just me.
And you're talking about the National Youth Gathering, right?
The National Youth Gathering.
Yeah.
Or it's been rebranded to LCMS Youth Gathering.
Has it now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because they have international people who come in now. And so, yeah, branding talks, I wasn't part of it. But so usually we just call it the Youth Gathering now.
Just the Youth Gathering. All right.
Very good.
All right.
Yeah.
So Caleb and I like to talk about music because he is also a musician and has been in a band, and he'll tell you all about it if you give him the opportunity to do so. But I thought this last question might be kind of good to hear what he has to say to know him better. And that is, what is your favorite band or musical artist and why?
This is a hard one. Like starting off strong, my go-to band that I always fall back on, and I'll go long periods not listening to them, and then I'll get back into them and be just like fully like, oh, this is so good, is a Tool. So more secular band, but they've got a lot of great use of time signatures and how they treat their instrument, a lot of experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a drummer, but drummers are my favorite in bands. Mm. And Danny Carey, the Tool's drummer, is one of my favorite drummers of all time.
Yeah.
Also, shout out Kansas City. He's from Kansas City. That's where I've been the last 11 years. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one of those things. I've loved them since high school. Yeah,
musically, they are innovative and catchy and all that sort of stuff for a metal band.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's some of their more quasi-spiritual lyrics, which you've got to be a little bit more careful of.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So starting off there, but What I've been really getting into is actually trying to experience more Christian music mm-hmm. and things. One of my favorite bands there, it's also really heavy, and they just reformed again, which I'm super excited about. It's called Becoming the Archetype.
Mm.
Becoming the Archetype, Jesus being the archetype,
yeah.
etc. And they're just a heavy metal Christian band okay. from the early 2000s. And just I got into them back then yeah. and then yeah it got back into them recently and just really love like their lyrics and words when you can understand them. I know they're a little bit heavy, so I don't know,
are they growling or
very growly?
Okay, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So there's that,
yeah.
And then another one of my favorites right now, and this one I can actually recommend to everybody is is Jervis Campbell. He's a great Christian singer-songwriter. His beats are awesome. Mm. It's really great, good listening stuff. It's not too out there,
mm-hmm.
not too much like playing with time signatures or anything. It's a little bit on the poppy side, but
yeah.
great production and good lyrics. Very experiential and emotional.
Mm.
Good stuff.
Okay. Jervis Campbell.
Jervis Campbell.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What genre would besides Christian, which isn't really a genre, but like,
yeah, I don't know, like indie doesn't really mean anything, but Christian indie kind of a little bit hipster,
okay,
kind of style,
okay,
but yeah,
a little poppy, it sounds like too.
little bit of pop in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so like indie sleaze, kind of
indie sleaze. I like that. Yeah. Maybe, but I don't know.
Yeah
I've not really thought about where he fits in the whole genre game yet, but he is one that I've just I'll put on one of his albums and just immerse myself in it in praise.
Cool.
It'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good beats. That's the main thing.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, Caleb, thank you so much for coming on the show and taking time out of your day to help us get to know you a little bit better.
I'm so happy to be here, both here and on the podcast. Yeah.